Leader!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to move a motion without notice in relation to the Black Caps' performance in the Cricket World Cup.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There does appear to be none.
On the contrary, MPs lined up to bathe in the reflected glory of New Zealand's defeat of South Africa, the shower of tributes led by the government's health minister.
And I think this team is going to do very, very well on Sunday. So go hard, go well, and go the Black Caps in Melbourne.
First to join the chorus of praise for the Black Caps, Labour's spokesman on sport, Trevor Mallard, noted the government's slightly unconventional approach.
We normally wait until after the final of these circumstances, but I can see he wanted to get in while the Prime Minister was away.
Also mixing politics and sport, Greens co-leader Matiria Ture had become a fan of Grant Elliott, who hit the winning six.
Grant and the Greens share a passion. I learned from Twitter last night that his profile says that he is into energy efficiency and a green future. That makes me doubly proud, and I'd quite happily buy him a coffee any day.
Flat white for a Black Cap from Matiria Ture, while the New Zealand First Party's Mahesh Bindra detected some divine intervention.
I genuinely thought we were looking at a run chase in the mid-300s. Then God put his Black Cap on, and it rained.
United Futures' Peter Dunn was already looking forward to the final.
There's a bigger challenge ahead on Sunday. If the government saw fit today to move this motion on the semi-final, they may choose to adjourn the House in celebration for the week once we win the final. So go the Black Caps on Sunday.
Peter Dunn was joined in wishing the Black Caps success in the final by the Māori Party's co-leader, Marama Fox.
I don't want to put the hoodie on our team, the hoodie-goody. I don't know what you call it, but that's what we call it. I don't want to tempt fate, but I want to add my best wishes with everybody else to the Black Caps for the upcoming final. I know we can do it. Go the boys.
Marama Fox, co-leader of the Māori Party, which failed to take up its right to ask a question of a minister, prompting this request from Labour's senior whip, Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, the rules of the House allow for the lodging of 12 primary questions in a day. I note that no other member has lodged a 12th question, therefore I seek leave to ask one.
Well, the member can seek leave. Leave is sought to ask an additional question on the basis there's only 11 on the sheet. Is there any objection?
There was, and no prizes for guessing which side of the House it came from. Meanwhile, among the questions that were asked, one about climate change generated a lot of heat, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman put questions about climate change to the Minister for Climate Change Issues.
Does he stand by the Prime Minister's answer that it is, quote-unquote, misinformation that New Zealand's net greenhouse gas emissions have increased by 20% between 2008 and 2012? And if so, by what percentage did New Zealand's net greenhouse gas emissions increase between 2008 and 2012?
Answering on Tim Gross's behalf was Associate Climate Change Issues Minister Simon Bridges.
On behalf of the Minister, yes, I stand by the Prime Minister's statement in the context in which it was made, and that the member has been highly selective with his data.
Mr Norman then repeated the second part of his primary question.
By what percentage did New Zealand's net greenhouse gas emissions increase between 2008 and 2012?
Mr. Honourable Speaker, Simon Bridges.
As the member has said, 20%, but he is being highly selective with his data to the point of being misleading. He is trying to arbitrarily line up climate figures with electoral cycles when, in fact, emissions have no regard to that.
Russell Norman was later rebuked by the Speaker, his lengthy questions apparently causing disorder in the House.
That question is now out of order. It is simply too long. I've warned this member on many, many occasions. He must abide by standing orders. He needs to refer to Standing Order 380. Questions must be concise.
But Mr Norman had a complaint of his own.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. You have repeatedly, during this session, said that if my questions cause disorder, then you will say that's a problem. The disorder comes because Mr Brownlee starts shouting in Parliament instead of listening to the question.
Member, Member will resume his seat.
Speaker David Carter.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.